One, two, one, two.
This is the Super Ugly Show.
We get through by the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And experience something more.
True. Cut it, Rich. Cut it. We don't even need that tonight. We don't need that tonight. We don't need any fucking jolly intro. Maybe I'm going fucking stir crazy. I've had enough.
We've been through a lot.
I've had enough with what I see in the fucking world. With what I see, with what men have become. And I'm guilty of feeding into it in the past. You see the title of our show. Call it clickbait all you want. This, apparently, these two fucking jerk-offs, apparently, is like everything what everyone wants to be in YouTube. Keemstar and H3H3. First of all, H3H3 looks like a fucking mole. Like a legit fucking mole. He's an ugly little fucking zilch who...
Yeah, but there's like a subculture that wants to be like these people.
There is.
They give them their money.
There is.
It's so fucking...
And you know, kudos to them. They've made it. Kudos to them.
What, they got fucking unfortunate, like, losers giving them money?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and, you know,
I guess they did win.
They got tons of subs, they got... One guy's got a fucking sponsorship, or he lost it because the other guy... This is what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And these guys are getting rich.
And again, I've been guilty of it in the past, and boy, have I fucking kept my mouth shut for a long fucking time. For a long motherfucking time, I've kept my mouth shut. And Dr. Earl, 3 minutes. But after seeing something like this, and then I see in other parts of this world... People coming together and immediately breaking up, and in other parts of the world, you got jerk off fucking. First of all.
Well, what?
Hold on, let me get this out. If you're gonna claim to be a New Yorker, and you're gonna put that moniker on your fucking name, you rep this fucking city and this state to the fullest. You are not some fucking little weasel jerk off. Hiding in mommy's house, thinking of who the fuck you are. What, because you got a bunch of wrestling fucking marks to follow you? Way to go. You had the fucking, the idiots walking the midway who could be sold fucking magic beans. Way to go. You got them. Those are the people I want to avoid at all fucking costs. And if you're any of those people and you do watch my show, get the fuck out of here. I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you if you fucking have any inkling in you that you feel like you need to watch a wrestling podcast. Why? Why on earth would you listen to some Monday morning quarterback? Because that's what these guys are. Monday, if you listen to a wrestling podcast, I give you more credit. At least you're listening to somebody who's been in the biz. Not somebody who knows a few of the terms or who's worked a few indie shows and thinks they know the fucking biz. Okay? Because you don't. You don't understand the USA Network or TNT Network. You don't understand national fucking television. You pretend you do. And it's not just them. It's not just the wrestling podcasters. It's all the fucking podcasters who want to bicker at each other and piss and fucking moan. And this one said this about me. And I think he's talking about me. And is he talking about me? If you think I'm talking about you, fine. I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about anybody indirectly. I'm talking about what I fucking see and how disgusting all of you are. And again, I've been guilty of it, but I've walked away. I've walked away. And you get the recommendations, and, you know, I still sub to some people out there, and the videos will pop up, and every now and then I'll peek in, and it's the same shit.
You were saying before that you've seen some people doing it for a cause now.
But we'll get there. No, that's a whole different subject. That, trust me, I'm going to get to that as well.
All right.
But it's the same shit over and over. Don't you get fucking tired of it? What would your fucking grandfather say, or even your father for that matter, if they knew this is what you're doing with your life. Your grandfather who served in World War II at fucking 18 years old, 19 years old, 20 years old.
Isn't he proud of you now?
And this, what's your grandson deal? He fights with other strangers on the internet.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why give it your fucking energy? Yeah. And I'm not saying this to start new beefs. I'm just going to ignore it again anyway, like I've been doing. And that's how I got away from it all, by just tuning you out. I don't understand. Like, if you're doing it for the show, say it. Because you guys try as hard as possible. Everybody. Again, I'm not pointing fingers at one person here. This is from up to Keemstar all the way down to us. Like, just do your fucking show.
Yeah. Why have... All these people know is to be entangled and in bed with each other, fucking each
and
other over.
This one's saying this, and this one's saying that, and I think he might be talking about me, or... Enough! You're all damn near in your 40s, if not 40.
Yeah.
And this is what... You know, the stuff I did with Joe and all that, that's the shit I would never show anybody. I'm most embarrassed about that stuff. That's my most embarrassing time on this show, is feuding with people that I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I would show them everything else but that.
Yeah.
Now, in 20 years, when your kids are in their 20s, and you look back on what you've done on here, is that the shit you're going to be showing them?
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, we leave this behind.
Yeah. And you wouldn't, because you would be mortified. Your kids would be like, what the fuck?
What were you doing?
What were you doing?
You look like an idiot.
I'm guilty of it. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm not.
Yeah.
But again, but I've been so far out of it.
Yeah. I've been guilty of it, but not to the extent. I'm not that bad. But, I've seen so much worse that other people have done on here. Like really despicable stuff.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about JD because, again, his moniker, JD from New York, you don't get to represent New York. You are not a representation of what New York is, okay? You are the antithesis of what a New Yorker is. That means the opposite, Richie.
Thank you.
That's why I'm looking at him, because low-hanging fruit motherfucker hack over there. Like, I get it. You want to critique wrestling? Go nuts. Your cup of tea? Go fucking crazy. Do it. I think it's a fucking niche market, and I think it's fucking an easy way to get a lot of people behind you.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, I think it's an easy way.
Yeah.
But that guy goes, I don't know how long ago it was, because some other jerk off wrestling guy brought it up. And again, this is what I'm talking about. Two men. Okay. And he goes, he's talking about, Alexa Bliss, and that she does nothing in the ring. She does nothing. So then, to compare something to, like, you know, he'd be like, she's like.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, man, I bet you she's like that in bed, just lays there and does nothing. First of all, yeah, JD's the expert on good fucking, I'm sure.
Okay? Yeah. He knows. Yeah, he's the wingman.
Let him fucking fill you in on how to fucking please a woman, let me tell you.
Oh my God. But I would never take advice from that guy on anything women related at all.
No other comparison other than she's a dead fish in bed you can come up with, you fucking hack. You fucking zero. That's why your crowd is the crowd it is. A bunch of fucking wrestling marks. A bunch of fucking nerds. A bunch of fucking shoelace lookers. A bunch of fucking window lickers. That's your fucking crowd. And I know my crowd is small as fuck. But you know what? I'd rather them be small than be that. Than be that fucking group of fucking mongoloids. Okay? Because you're an unoriginal fucking little cunt with you. I bet she sucks in bed. That if she farted in your direction, you'd dive towards it, you fucking zero. All right? If she fucking laid there naked and she was a corpse, you'd still fuck her, you zero. So my beef isn't with him shitting on her as far as a wrestler. My beef is that you're an unoriginal, shitty, wannabe funny, loser. And that's the best you can come up with. And putting down women in that way, now that I'm a father of several daughters, I look at that and go,
yeah, it's really,
it's hack.
Yeah.
It's fucking hack.
Yeah.
It's not creative.
Yeah.
It's not creative.
You're a low life.
It's the low-hanging fruit, like I said. It's the easiest one to grab.
Yeah.
And you went for it, hook, line, and sinker, because that's all you got. Other than your garbage opinion on wrestling, which no one cares about. Well, I can't say no one. He's got a great following. But,
yeah.
Again, it's like, just, I look at it like this.
Because they're all fucking dupes.
If I was to ever waste my time listening to a wrestler, and I'm on a fucking brand that is nothing but wrestling podcasts, yes. Okay?
Yeah.
If I was to waste my time listening to a wrestling podcast, it would be by professionals.
Yeah. Well, they like the reaction that this guy gives, you know, like the moron that lives in his mom's basement's reaction, that type of thing. That's these. They like that.
Well, because to them, the 12 to 16-year-old fucking wrestling nerd who's probably watching Dady by wearing his fucking AEW replica belt.
They like seeing him
pop out. He thinks it's hilarious. Did you hear what he said? She can't fuck.
They like seeing him flip out and go crazy. You know, he's all animated. And
I don't even mean to get hung up on him. I don't know why I did. But, it's the in generals of this fucking YouTube world that just sickens me. All of you. Be better. I'm not saying we're the best fucking show on the earth, but at least we fucking try.
Yeah, at least be a
at
original.
Least we fucking try. Do I bomb 50 to 75% of the time? Abso-fucking-lutely. Yeah. But you know what? The 25% I hit and I go, I'm proud of that one. I'm fucking proud of that one. Okay? Not, she's probably a dead, I bet your pussy stinks too. He's probably got a little dick.
<It's stupid.
sighs> It's just it's so gross that this has become acceptable behavior. That this has become, the one guy is blaming the other guy for someone's fucking suicide.
Really?
He's trying to paint a picture that somehow this GameStar guy is responsible for some other YouTuber's fucking suicide. And I'm like, even if he was, who the fuck are you to bring it up?
Yeah.
Like, go fuck yourself. Like, what a piece of shit. Maybe he was, and now he's fucking in a great depression because of it. And now you're going to fucking, today, jump on the pile. Either way, it's fucking gross behavior. It's disgusting. And speaking of disgusting, gross behavior, while we're on it. Remember Soul Asylum back in 1993 or 2 or 4? Runaway Train.
Mm.
You know, they raised awareness for missing kids. And
never coming, you know, like, back.
Yeah.
One-way track.
You know, like,
getting somewhere.
Like, when you do one song about raising awareness, it's like, oh, cool. You know,
they have a love for it, passion for it.
Yeah, once you go past that and you now decide I'm going to do another cause, it's like,
yeah.
Well, now it seems like you're just trying to push your music through these causes instead of really, like, call me crazy, but, you know, it just feels like now there's kind of some exploiting going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you felt this strongly about the other thing. I thought the other thing was like your whole passion.
Yeah, it's like, well, that didn't take off, so now let me jump to this one and see if, like, I can make a hit with this one.
What happened to your old love for that?
Yeah, like, no, that didn't work.
Yeah, no.
So, you know.
It's kind of leaving a bad taste in my mouth. I don't like that.
Again, I'm just making observations here. People don't like my observations. I don't know what to tell you, but this is the view I see. I'm allowed to have views, right? This is what we're here for, right? Podcasting. To observe what we see and talk about and comment about it, right? That's why we're here.
Yeah.
So, you know, I see things like that and I go, ugh. Like, that's just, now it's cringe because the first one seemed like, oh, all right, great, you're raising awareness. Now there's another one, and who knows, maybe in a few months there'll be another one because this one didn't take off quite the way you wanted it, you know? So I look at things like that and I go, wow, that's pretty gross, actually. That's pretty fucking gross. And again, I see it how I see it. If other people don't see it that way, that's fine. You're entitled to that. This is the way I see it. Because to me, it looks exploitive. That's the way it looks. It doesn't look like it's really about the cause anymore when it's always about a cause. You know what I mean? Call me fucking crazy. You know. And if, you know, people don't like what I'm saying right now and you got a problem with it, suck my dick. Don't give a fuck. I don't care. And I'm not going to respond to any of your bullshit because you know why? Don't give a fuck. Not going to talk about this next week. Not going to talk about it on other shows. Not going to involve myself with other people. We have segregated ourselves to our world. And this is where we want to be. If we wanted to be in other worlds, I'm sure we could. All right? I don't want to be in other worlds. I don't want to join another world. I want to create my world. You know what I'm saying, Rich? I don't care how long it takes. If we do it one at a fucking time, whatever. It's what we've been doing this whole time with no fucking help. Just me and you, buddy.
That's me and you. That's all we ever needed.
So, you know, that's where I'm at with that. Now let's talk about this murder in Minneapolis, because that's what this was. Usually I'm the first one to defend the police. Usually I'm the first one to be like, well, we didn't see the whole video. I don't give a fuck what this guy did. He was in handcuffs for minutes on the ground.
Yes.
Why was this man not picked up as soon as he's in handcuffs? Picked up, put in a vehicle.
His it was just a knee on top of his neck, right?
The back of his neck.
Yeah.
For minutes while in handcuffs.
Yeah. And his knee going across his carotid artery, right?
Yeah.
His carotid artery. Right? It was going across his vein.
I guess. I don't know. I'm reading some fucking guy. Guess what? You too. Bye. Wait. Oh, almost blocked Derek Hance. That was close. Bye. Jen, just so everyone watching out there, listening, checking us out, I know we're on Russo's brand. Yeah. We are. Okay. Glad we cleared that up. if you're in my chat and I see you have affiliation with anything that I don't feel like dealing with, you're gone. It's that simple. Call me a bitch, call me a pussy. Don't give a fuck. My chat, I'm God. Fuck you. That's how that works.
I'm God.
Right? So, as I was saying,
I'll squash you motherfucking bugs.
Like, I love the, what a pussy blog. He's silencing us. Yep. Fucking
I'll
right I am.
Squash you motherfuckers.
Censor everybody. I don't give a fuck. My show. I do what
the fuck I want. I will stomp on your fucking head.
You don't like it? Start your own show.
Word. You ain't got shit.
Pick it up, Rich. Here's the one shot. Let's see who fucks it up for you guys this week. Oh, Dr. Earl. Earl, this better really be you, brother.
Yes, it is. This is. I had to start a new account there because...
Don't want to hear why. Don't even want to hear names about why. Don't care, Earl. How you been, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, Kat. I'm doing well.
All right. I'm glad to hear it. Long time no speak. How's quarantine going for you, brother?
What's going on? Well, I'm just going to say about this thing going on in Minneapolis. Are we going to see another issue going on like we did with L.A. with the situation with... Michael Brown, Eric Garner, are we going to see a lot more Black Lives Matter walk down the street saying, what do we want, pigs in a blanket after
well,
this?
Well, Earl, now you've listened to my show for a long time, right?
Yes.
Now you know I'm always on the side of the police, right?
Correct.
Absolutely. This one, they are wrong, Earl. They are wrong. I read earlier, four guys got fired, not good enough. Four guys should have been arrested. Four police officers should have been arrested. This was a murder.
This was bad. Yeah.
This is at least second-degree murder. Maybe not, you know, first degree, but this is straight-up murder. Okay? Yeah. Like I said, when a suspect is in cuffs, there's no reason to keep him on the floor with your knee in his neck for minutes.
You're responsible for
that. For minutes, his knee was in his neck. You pick him up, you get him in the car.
Yeah. You're responsible for these people's lives, man.
And it makes it worse, you know, like this is going to this is going to bring back the old fuck the police attitude that went on throughout the early 1990s.
Rightfully so.
With Rodney King.
This ain't right.
But the others who still had gotten over that.
You know what? And I get it. There's a police brotherhood. I understand it and I respect that.
Yes.
But it's time to turn a page a little bit on that and start going, no, this is a bad one. Get him the... Because it's making you look bad.
And everybody else, every other cop out there look bad.
Exactly. Like, and, you know, it's situations like this. Is this every cop? Absolutely not. This isn't 99% of the cops.
No.
Okay? But the 1% are the one that's always shown on TV. Those are the ones that they're seeing murdering people, beating up black people, choking out black people. Those are the ones they see. They don't see the other 99% that are good, hardworking, legit, honest cops. You don't see them. Why? Because they're not newsworthy. The white cop who killed the black guy, that's newsworthy.
Yeah, because that draws in the viewers, and that's what gives them the idea that all cops are scum, all cops are pigs in that.
And again, that, you know, that's wrong. But you know what? In the black community, if I was a black person, I would completely understand their side. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. I fucking get it.
Yeah, it's scary.
It's very scary.
Yeah.
Because, look, this is not an instance. This is decades of this shit going on.
Yeah.
Decades.
That's scary, man.
And it's gotten to a point now. Like, this was the straw that broke the camel's back. And everyone's be like, no, not this one. No. Because those ones, I could always kind of see the other point of view. And
yeah, this is like, all right, look, get off his neck. All right, get off of him already.
Like, people for minutes are going, dude, you're going to murder him, you know, and they did nothing. They just kept him there. And the other police officers are just letting him do it. They're just as guilty as him.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm one of those cops, I'm like, don't, get the fuck off him. Like, I'd be fighting him at that point.
Yeah.
Like, legit, I'd be fighting the other cop. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I mean?
Can you imagine?
You would have to.
Most likely it's frustration. I recommended this in one of my videos, possibly having cops take therapy sessions, talk with a shrink or someone to let out their issues, because a lot of those times cops often get frustrated, they get angry, they see black people doing the same shit over and over, and it's going to frustrate the hell out of them, especially when you're patrolling ghetto neighborhoods.
Well, that's the thing, and these cops, the ones that are patrolling, you know, lower income neighborhoods, they're only seeing those neighborhoods. So year after year, that's all they're seeing. So of course they got a hair up their ass. I'm not saying it's an excuse, though. All right? And the force should say, all right, you guys work this district for X amount of time. Let's move you guys out and move someone else in there, give you a little break from there, and put you in nice Whiteville and let you relax for a little bit.
The suburbs, yeah.
You know? And I get also you want to build a nice rapport with your police in those lower income areas, but there needs to be something like going on differently, because clearly it's not working. Like, yeah, I'm sure there's that one cop who can walk down that same neighborhood and everyone's like, hey, there's the good one. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yes.
But then for every one of him, you got 10 fucking grizzled veterans who've been working that same fucking beat for 20 years, and he's just sick of it. And again, I don't blame him, but I also don't blame them. Like, you know, they're not put in the best position either. And this guy wasn't even a lower income guy. He was like a lawyer or something, wasn't he?
For all I understand, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, was he resisting arrest? I don't know. I didn't see it. Even if he was, once you have him down and in cuffs, pick his ass up. The resist is over. He's in cuffs.
Yeah. He gave up.
If you can't control somebody while they're in cuffs, then you shouldn't be a fucking police officer.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And this kind of reeks the same case with Malice Green back in Detroit in 1992. It was about three cops, one black, two white, and two white cops, you know, just beat the snot out of this guy to death.
Well, what do you do? Do you sit there and not say anything, and so
well,
he doesn't,
cop, well,
so he doesn't
cop,
know, or
and like if it's a,
guess the third cop would try to some, hey, take it easy on him, Lars, or shit like that, but it didn't work. Obviously, the problem is the frustration that these Larry Nevers and Walter Butson, the name of the two white cops who did this beating, just let their frustrations overcome them. And as a result, the man is dead. You know, even though Miles Green wasn't the brightest of angels, but still, he didn't really deserve to die.
Who, the jogger?
No, either one, whether it's Miles Green or the jogger, it didn't really matter. They did not deserve to die, no matter what. If the guy was trying to resist or high on some crack or meth.
Whoa! I don't think anything was like that. And black people don't smoke meth. You know that.
Yeah.
That's a white person drug.
White.
You know, like mushrooms. White person drug. You know.
Yeah.
It's true.
Drunk or just high on their ego tip. You know, they're trying to prove that they're a man or something like that. Try to get that bully out of them.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I suggest, along with what you said, cops, you know, seeing the shrink, seeing the therapist, you know, because as I mentioned, all that frustration builds up in the back of their heads, and sooner or later it's going to unleash at the worst time. And I believe that's probably what happened in this case.
Yeah. No, I agree. And, you know, again, it's no excuse, though. It's no excuse. This guy, he's a paid professional to be a professional. And what he was doing, that's not professional behavior. As a fucking, as someone who has never had 1 second of police training, I know well enough that once the suspect is in cuffs, you pick him up, you put him in the vehicle. You don't continue to lean on his neck and wait for an, what are you waiting for? He didn't need an ambulance until you fucking leaned into his neck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You have to see what the fuck is going on. I mean, fuck, man.
Is that abuse of power they often taught? There are cops out there who just
absolutely
shove that badge right in front of your face I'm above you. I'm higher than you.
I had a perfect example of
that. He was faking it or something.
I had a perfect example of this is why certain people are in the positions they're in and they'll never have power. That's why that guy's a 50-something-year-old guy and he's still a beat cop. He's not a detective. He's not a sergeant. He's still a beat cop. You know why? Because he's a jerk off. Yeah. He's a nobody. Yeah. And when you give people like that a little bit of power, they abuse the shit out of it. And I'm going to give you an example.
And when they get stuck as still a patrolman, then, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to give you an example of a jerk off abusing power. And this is the dumbest thing, but I looked at it and go, yeah, it explains a lot. I go into 7-Eleven the other day, right? My daughter's driving me. I don't have my mask. Right? The only mask my daughter has is this pretty little fucking bow thing. Da, da, da. I don't want to wear that, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So I go into 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Problem?
No problem at all.
Okay.
Well, apparently there is. And for people listening, I pulled my shirt over my nose and mouth. The second I opened the door, no. No. You need a mask. So I'm like, okay, so I go get the fruity mask.
Yeah.
And I put it on. Right? So now I'm online. And now, you know me. I'm peeved. I'm not fuming.
But I'm
annoyed.
Eh.
And, you know, the guys behind me, I go, apparently this and this, two very different things. Both guys go, no, absolutely not. Of course it's the same thing. I go, yeah, no shit. Jerk off over here, this much power. So let's run with it and just be an asshole as much as fucking possible. Like, what if I was coming in here for fucking, like, baby diapers and my kid just shit all over himself and I don't happen to have a fucking mask? You're not going to let me get diapers with my fucking kid shit all over himself?
Well, did he?
No, but they don't know that. So fuck you with his diddy, all right? Because they don't know that. They don't know my situation. They don't know shit, all right? I open a door and you're, no.
Yeah, that's like a... Shut up.
And now it's summertime. I didn't think of this. I could have just popped off my shirt, still had my beater on, wrapped it around my face, and that would have been fine, right?
Yeah.
So again, how's it any fucking different other than you have this much?
Yeah.
And this is why you're never given this much. Because when you get it, that's what you do. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You fucking want to be a police officer of the fucking mask in the 7-Eleven?
Yeah. That's horrible.
Like, if I walked in and I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
But when I'm walking in and it's very clear and obvious I'm in a rush.
Yeah.
Like, don't fucking break my balls.
Yeah,
you have the mask on. You're safe.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm only endangering me if everyone has the mask on, okay?
Yeah.
So fuck you. But, like, that's what I mean.
It's annoying.
And now with cops, though, you do that to the 10th degree. And you get some jerk off like that counter guy at 7-Eleven who now decides, I want to be a police officer because I was a shithead my whole life and everyone picked on me and treated me like shit and I didn't have any friends and I couldn't get laid and So I'm going to be the biggest, most miserable fucking cock-sucking motherfucking cop ever. And we've all been around those ones.
Yes, people who become cops, take advantage of the system and flaunt their badge in your face and use that as a form of revenge. And sadly, revenge doesn't always work.
No.
The best revenge is to succeed where others haven't.
Oh, you tell them, Earl. I always like when you give us words of wisdom like that, you know? You show kill them a kindness, Earl. That's what I say. All right, buddy, we're going to let you go. I want to move on to a few other things, but thank you for calling. We miss you, buddy. Right. Call in.
We miss you, too. I will, definitely.
Thank you. All right. We love the doctor, Earl.
Love you.
We love him. But obviously, we know it's the real you now, Earl. We're talking to you.
Yeah.
You heard he was about to say that once again. This is the real, we, unless someone has the most spot-on impression of Dr. Earl, you know, you fooled us then, you know. But I wanted to move on to what could be the next leader of the free world. Let's move on to Mr. fucking Joe Biden. All you people that say anyone but Trump.
That guy, see now.
If you vote for Trump, you ain't black. Still going to vote for anybody but Trump. Trump's never said some crazy shit like that.
Bro, what the fuck is wrong with that?
And here's the pattern with the Democrats, because last time with Hillary, if you vote for Trump, you're not a woman. Now it's, if you vote for Trump, you're not black. How fucking stupid is the Democratic people that you've had two candidates tell you what you are and aren't if you don't vote for them? And yet you still back... I'm not saying go and support Trump. I'm saying stop blindly supporting your fucking team, you fucking idiots, you stupid fucking babies. Wake the fuck up. Wake up. If you don't vote for me, you're not black. And in the same fucking day, the doddering old fool goes, in November, we're going to beat Joe Biden. You are Joe Biden, stupid. You're Joe Biden. You don't beat you. You beat Donald. You don't even know the guy. That's how fucking dumb and senile this man's becoming.
He's sick.
Yes, it's very clear he's sick. And for some reason, they keep parading this. It's like Weekend at fucking Bernie's.
They're doing it on purpose. They're like, they're making a mockery out of this guy. That's a joke. Like,
they have spent 4 years tearing down Donald Trump and have not spent 1 second finding a single person who could beat him.
Yo, imagine it was like Joe Biden gave like his high school buddy like a wedgie and now he's like getting them back. He's like, yo, we're gonna set Joe up. Joe's been an asshole our whole lives. Now we're gonna get him back. And let him just go out there and parade himself. Yep. He's going to say something stupid.
Yeah. Oh, I get what you're saying. Out. Like, he bullied this kid, and now he's his advisor, and he's like, yeah. Go ahead, Joe. No, teleprompter. You got this, bro. Just wing it, Joe.
Yeah, you got this, buddy.
Just wing it. Yeah.
I'm going to get this motherfucker back.
But it's like, you had 4 years, and everywhere, anybody but Trump? Anyway, and guess what? You got 4 more years of this motherfucker, because that's the guy you decided to put out in front of him. That's the guy you fucking thought was going to beat Donald Trump.
It's so bad. It's really horrible. This guy's so
funny.
If
you don't vote for me, you're not black. Could you imagine the headlines if that came out of Donald Trump's mouth? And why is it the news still isn't? They would still be talking about it today.
Yeah.
They would have analysts and everybody pray. But yeah. Joe Biden's just... came and went.
Yeah, it's so came and went. It's so funny.
But you're not going to win with this guy.
Uh-uh.
I don't give a fuck. His vice president could be the fucking Rock.
Yeah.
You're not winning.
It's not happening.
You are losing, and you're going to have 4 more years of this fucking dummy in office that you despise more than anything, and it's all your fault because you did nothing to find a fucking viable candidate to fucking take this guy out. All you've done is spent 4 years trying to just fuck up his presidency. Yeah. Well, guess what? Now you got 4 more years.
You made him greater.
It's fucking unreal. Vote for me or you're not black. What the fuck?
Idiot.
And how Charlemagne just didn't lose his mind at that. I commend him. Because if I was him, I'd be like, what the fuck did you just say?
What did he say, Charlamagne?
He kind of just like sat back and was like, well, all right, well, you got to come back. We got more questions.
Oh, my God.
Because as a professional, you don't do that because then you won't get certain people. They'll be like, well, look what he did to Joe Biden. You know what I mean? So I get that. And all the people that are like, man, Charlamagne. No, because he's smart. That's business savvy.
And you want to know something? That you're like, oh, he took it easy on Joe. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. But it that like you look at that and you go, they just gave up, apparently. They just gave up. All right. Speaking of more cunty fucking people, because I'm just in that mood tonight. Bring up the Facebook, baby. Let's talk about fucking Central Park Karen. Central fucking Park Karen. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Everyone's heard about this one? Woman, dog park, must have a leash. She's got no leash. Black guy watching birds, being peaceful as can be.
Federal group.
No, let's see who this is. Yep. 5, 4, 3, 2, and you're done.
Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Exactly. And now the Skype gets closed. Close it. It's that simple. You're not going to do that to us. Like, we're not the ones. Like, I'm not going to play games with people. And, you know, like I said last week, if you want to be a fucking man and speak, we'll let you speak. You're going to sit there and be a coward and hide. We'll just shut it down. I don't care if I don't get calls. You want to be on? I don't rely on my calls. Go down. Keep going. Right there. That video. New York City woman. Now, this woman, oh, is she a piece of work? Let it play the, mute it and let it play the ad, and then this way we can bring it right up to the thing. This woman is some fucking piece of work. Like, and again, like, as, like if I'm in the black community, you got to sit back and just look at this and go, white people be crazy. Because this is some crazy fucking behavior. This is some of the craziest behavior you're ever going to see, Richie. Not to mention the complete disregard for her poor dog during all this as she's fucking choking the thing and pulling him up in the air by his fucking collar because this dumb fucking idiot doesn't have a leash on her dog in a park that very fucking boldly states you must have a leash for your dog in this park. And when the guy corrects her and goes, hey, no leash, where's your leash? She feels threatened. Why? Well, we're going to find out why, Rich. I'm so glad I'm not white, like real white. I'm Italian.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
We don't count.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording me.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come
close to me. She even has a leash in her hand and refuses it to put on the dog.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
He's very threatening, as you can see. I mean, this guy, watch out for this menace. There's a madman let loose in Central Park, clearly. Watch this phone call. This is amazing. This is amazing.
What the hell is going on?
Look at the poor dog. Put the leash on the dog. He has a bicycle helmet? Rewind that. Oh, I missed that part the first time around. Bring that back. He has a bicycle helmet?
Like, what is... He's recording me and threatening me and my dog.
Threatening?
There is an African-American man...
Twice now she said African-American, but for like signal, you know, like, hey, black guy, said it twice now, let's get here.
And my...
Not, you know, just there's a guy.
I'm sorry, I can't hear her either. I'm being threatened by a man in the ramble. Please send the cops.
Look at this maniacal behavior. She is in a frantic...
I don't know.
Bring it back. You hear the tone change? That fake ass. Oh my god! Oh my god!
I'm in Central Park in a ramble. I don't know.
Bring it back more. Bring it back more.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry, I can't hear her either. I'm being threatened by a man in the ramble. Please send the cops immediately.
Oh my god. What a piece
of
shit.
I'm in Central Park in a ramble. I don't know.
Thank you.
What a crazy person.
The dog.
The so dog sounds like. She's literally pulled the dog up in the air a couple times and choked it.
It sounds like she's fighting.
Like.
That's. that lady is a piece of shit.
Like, that is why white people get the rap they get.
That's so fucked
because
up.
Because, again, though, it's like the 99%, 1% thing. This is the 1% you see. So when black people go on the internet, they go, look at this crazy white motherfucker. Yeah. And they keep seeing crazy white people behave this way. That's and they go,
crazy shit.
Oh, this can't be a pattern, you know?
Yeah.
Just like you racist white people go, well, it can't be a pattern with all these black people doing what they do. And
it's fucked up.
So you look at something like that, though, and you see, thank God that guy was recording.
Yeah.
Because if he wasn't,
he would have been fucked.
Yeah. He would have been that guy with a fucking knee in his neck.
Yes.
There's an African-American, and he has a bike helmet, and he's threatening me and my dog. Yeah. That man was birdwatching on his bike, minding his own business.
Really?
And he's a frequent goer of Central Park, and I would be the same way. Get your fucking dog on a leash. I don't know if your dog's going to run up and bite me.
Yeah.
Like, that's all they're asking. Please control your dog so I don't have to have the fear of it running up and biting me. Because some people don't know how to train their dogs or control their dogs.
Yeah.
So at least it's on a leash, so I know it's somewhat in control.
Yeah.
But to sit there and make that frantic, fucking crazy-ass fucking phone call, like, there should be some kind of charges be brought up on that. Like, I know she's, like, fucking up with, like, the 911 emergency system. Like, isn't there some kind of fucking thing that, you know, that is that, like, there's some kind of law for that? Like, you know what I mean? I know there is, right?
Yeah.
But, like, misuse of 911 or something like that. But that woman should get probation. Something. Something should happen to her. Because the fact that she thought it was okay to do that isn't right. You know what I mean? Like, people shouldn't feel so comfortable to call police in a situation that very clearly does not need police involvement.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, she wouldn't get in trouble the way you would want her to get in trouble. They don't get in trouble like that.
Yeah.
And there should be a consequence for shit like that.
Well, the dog went back to the adoption agency and she lost her job, so good. Fuck her. She was about to cost that guy his life.
Yeah, like,
he could have got arrested for doing nothing.
And shut up.
Like, unfucking believable. And the people go, oh, I don't know, man. I don't know if she should have lost her job. Fuck her. She should have lost her job. Fuck her. She was willing to fucking call the police on an innocent man watching fucking birds because he asked you to put your fucking leash on your dog.
Wait, hold on. Was he really watching birds, though? Mm-hmm. That's real?
Yes. I think I made that up, Richard.
Yeah.
No.
It just sounds like something like over the top, like dramatically nice.
Nope. He was watching birds. He was just doing his own thing.
I'm like, I don't know. Like, it just sounds over the top nice. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Jimmy Fallon's being canceled for doing a Chris Rock impression in blackface about fucking, I don't know, 20 years. Who cares at this point?
No.
On Saturday Night Live. That's how long ago it was. Okay? Now, here's my thing with the cancel Jimmy Fallon. Unless it's Chris Rock saying it, go fuck yourself. It's him doing Chris Rock. And you know what? The impression's pretty fucking good. Like, you hear him do the impression, it's pretty fucking good. And I really doubt Chris Rock. Maybe he did, and maybe he didn't. But I haven't heard him come out yet and say anything. And if he doesn't, and you don't think Jimmy did anything wrong, shame on you. You should come out and be like, hey, fuck off. He did the impression of me. I don't care.
When was the date of this clip?
Like 2009, I think. He was on Saturday Night Live. He's been doing The Tonight Show for fucking how many years at this point?
Why are they bringing it up now?
Because why not? Because you have to be infallible your entire life at this point. You can never, ever do anything slightly wrong that could be taken the wrong way or out of context or anything, Richie. You better not have anything in your past because everybody's so squeaky clean.
Oh, we're fucked.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? But, you know, this is where I want to be.
We're fucked.
You know, so I don't give a fuck. You know, this is where I want to be. So, whatever.
Yeah,
but it's like,
We ruined ourselves for forever.
it's Nick Cannon, who's the crusader of this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Whiteface, but that's okay. And he goes, well, no, you know, you guys don't understand oppression and slavery, and I get all that. That's fine. But don't be a hypocrite.
Yeah.
That's the only thing here. It's not a matter of what blackface represents. I know what it represents. I'm not a fucking idiot. Okay? But you're being a hypocrite by saying white people can't wear black makeup when doing a black character. It's not like it's blackface. This isn't like Sambo with the big red lips and the white gloves and the it's him doing a character, just like Mac did in Lethal Weapon 5, and It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
All right? It's a spoof. It's a fucking character. It's Saturday fucking Night Live. What is the fucking problem? If Chris Rock isn't denouncing it, nobody else should be.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom fucking line.
It's supposed to happen like that.
It's Saturday Night Live.
It's supposed to be that.
35 years ago, Eddie Murphy walked around in white makeup. The whole skit was, let's see what it's like to be a white guy, remember? And he's like, no, just take it with the newspaper.
Yeah.
Remember, he's like, oh, thank you. And he did his white voice.
Yeah.
We weren't up in arms about it. And again, you don't know oppression. And yes, I understand all that, but they're not doing minstrel show blackface. They're doing a silly character on a fucking sketch comedy show. Jesus fucking Christ. And from 11 years ago, no less. The man's been on fucking... He's the squeakiest clean fucking Tonight Show host we've had ever. Ever. You can't get any cleaner than Fallon.
Yeah, he's clean.
And you're going to fucking break his balls about a goddamn Saturday Night Live sketch? The fuck out of here. This is what I mean. This is that fucking culture.
Yeah, but who's doing that?
It starts with one, and then everybody's like, hey, a cause! I smell a cause! You want to be part of a cause? I want to be part of a cause! Fuck causes. I hate causes. Because none of them are done for the right reasons anymore. None of them. They all have a fucking agenda. Like in the 60s and the 70s, when they were protesting, there was a meaning behind it. They were standing up for something.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
You people aren't fucking oppressed. You aren't fucking, being held down. You're a bunch of fucking assholes who have every fucking benefit in the goddamn world, and you still piss and fucking moan about everything.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense what they want. Now. It's just so stupid. It's really stupid.
That's why I can't. I'm just going to go to Texas, buy a nice plot of land, and just isolate.
Yeah.
And just be on my own.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to live in this fucking society anymore with these people.
Yeah.
I fucking can't stand them.
I've been around talking to real estate people because I'm trying to get real estate property because I want to buy the land that I'm going to be putting my business on. Right or wrong? I mean, that's the smart thing what I should be doing, right? Or
yeah, of course you should. Josh, I 100% completely disagree with you. Chris Rock would come out and say whatever the fuck he wants. Chris Rock has never been one to bite his tongue, no matter what he thinks anyone's going to think about him. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. No offense, I love you, buddy, but that is a very not true statement. Not true at all. Chris Rock's he probably has more white fans than black fans at this point. Let's be honest. You go to a Chris Rock show, it's pretty half and half, if not more white than black at this point.
Yeah, he's crossed that line many years ago.
He doesn't need to prove his blackness to anybody.
No.
All right?
He's way past that.
Yeah.
Him and Adam Sandler, they're above the, they're on another level.
Yeah, it's a whole higher plane that, these people don't even fucking understand.
Yeah.
Where was I? I'm really fucking having a good one tonight, aren't I, pal? Let's see. What else did I have that I wanted to get into? Yeah, we can get something a little lighter. Let me. A Japanese wrestler committed suicide because cyberbullying. 22-year-old little fucking Japanese girl. Because, again, the wrestling community kept giving her shit. Hundreds of messages a day of fucking just abuse, 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 abuse.
Really?
And that's it. She offed herself.
That's horrible.
Now, Japan's trying to come up with some kind of cyber law now where, people are going to be held accountable. And I absolutely think they should be. Like, this is a 22-year-old girl whose life is now just gone. Had everything ahead of her, and now it's gone. And, there's some people out there like, toughen up. Fuck you, toughen up. You have 100 people a day tell you suck. You're ugly. You fucking, I want you dead. And let's see how you feel after 6 months of that. All right? Fuck you with the toughen up. All right? How about those people toughen up and stop harassing entertainers?
Yeah.
They're entertainers. They're on a scripted television show, and you people treat them as if they're fucking human piles of shit when they don't dance the way you want them to dance. You don't see anything wrong with that? Like, I get it, critiquing a show. I can watch Sopranos and go, I really didn't like this. But I'm not then finding fucking Edie Falco and being like, what you did to Tony was the worst thing ever. I want you dead. I'm going to find your parents' address. I'm going to find your kids' address. I'm going to kill you. Like, could you imagine doing that to, like, Edie Falco or fucking Jerry Seinfeld because you didn't like Seinfeld or...
That's loony.
It's the same thing here. It's a scripted television show. They're playing characters. They're being told what to do by the higher-ups.
Yeah.
Back the fuck off. Yeah. And not for nothing, though. The wrestlers need to get off social media, too. Like, they need to, for one, for the better of the business. That's my main thing. It's not about this. For the better of the business. Because when you're trying to sell me that two guys are fucking going to have a huge fight at WrestleMania, and for 3 weeks up until that point, I'm listening to them play Xbox every day online, or I'm watching them take pictures together at pool parties.
Yeah, bullshit.
Like, when it comes to wrestling, there needs to be some kind of suspense of belief there. Because, yes, while it is a scripted television show, it's more based on crowd reaction and stuff like that. So you do kind of need that element more. But when you break that illusion of, well, these guys are constantly with each other, you know what I mean? It's gone. And it there's no caring anymore. Right, Rich?
Stop.
Oh, fucking Christ. 9 minutes. 9 minutes. All right, well, Elon Musk is sending out more rockets with two people on it this time, tomorrow. I mean, I guess this is just more space conspiracy, so I won't even talk about it, I guess, you know, because we've never been to space, and I'm sure Elon Musk is in on this whole thing. He loves pissing away his own personal money on, lies and deceit. And I'm sure when he gets up there and we see the world is... not flat and it's round, you know, that'll be fake and horseshit too, right?
Do you think? What do you think? He just does all this shit to sell his cars, or
no? He wants to go to Mars, so he's practicing. He's getting rockets. He's doing things. He wants to fucking civilize Mars and get the fuck out of here. And I don't blame him. I don't fucking blame him.
Do you really believe that though? That's crazy.
He's crazy. Have you fucking listened to the man? He's got more money than God, and he's crazy. If he wants to build rockets and go to Mars, fucking let him. I don't give a shit.
You really think he's going to put people
no,
on Mars?
No, of course I don't. Of course I don't. This thing's probably going to blow up mid-flight. You know, he's got no business. Well, I mean, he does. He's a rocket scientist, but, you know, I don't know. Who the fuck, what makes NASA any better?
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? They had to start somewhere. And you know what? Elon Musk could be the savior of all this. Who the fuck knows? But if he wants to piss his own money away on it and try it, God bless him. Fucking let him do it.
I guess.
Let him. Who cares? And then,
you well, like him or no?
I don't dislike him. I think he's a fucking kind of creepy weirdo. But, you know, I don't dislike him. But when I hear him on Rogan, you know, he's kind of a weird guy.
Yeah.
Kind of a weird guy.
I mean, you would how normal could he be?
No. Well, when you're that smart, you're not. That's okay. The thing. That's the trade-off. Like, that's the trade-off. You're socially awkward. You know what I mean? Like... it's a curse. Like, we've talked about this. Would you rather be really smart, like Elon Musk, or really dumb? You know what I mean?
And one in the same thing, too.
Well, a lot of people would probably, because you can't shut that off. Like, he is always, computer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He can't shut that off. He's too smart for his own good. Now, you got to think that's somewhat of a curse. Yeah, he's got more money than God. He's made fucking trillions. Good. That's great, but you don't know who Elon Musk the man is. You don't know what goes on inside his head. You don't know what his life like. He could be miserable. He could be fucking miserable. You know what I mean? Because he's always thinking. He's always trying to come up with that next thing. And when he can't, then he really starts fucking getting into his head. You know what I'm saying? He's one of those people. And they're a rare fucking breed. And without those people, we don't have planes. We don't have fucking submarines, you know. We don't have nuclear weapons. But it's a curse to be those fucking people.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
I like my mediocre levels of smartness, you know. I'm not dumb. I'm not too smart. I'm right there in the middle, You know? No, I'm smarter than most. Smarter than the average guy, at least, you know. But
hold your own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. And now the one lighthearted thing I actually did want to get to. I was watching Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom. I haven't watched this in forever. I was watching with my son.
Which one is that again?
It's the one where the guy rips the heart out of the chest.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, in the beginning of this movie, there's that scene. You remember they're at that club?
Yeah.
And Vindy gets poisoned, and he's talking to the Chinese guys.
Yeah, and they're running around, and the thing's getting kicked all over the floor.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, when that happens, before anything like really pops off, like Indy goes, "I'm poisoned," he gets up. Cigarette woman, minding her own business, comes walking by, and he just fucking punches her right in the fucking face.
I'm trying to remember that.
No, you won't. You now have to go back and rewatch this.
Okay.
But yo, I had to bring it. I go, did he just punch that woman in the face? I had to bring it back. I was like, why the fuck did he do that? For no reason.
Really?
They need to bring that back into movies. I don't think men are hitting women enough in movies anymore.
Yeah, that's the
you
best.
Know?
That
like back best. In the day, Bogart, he'd be like, shut up, you wacky dame. And he would just give her a backhand. You know, it harkened me back to those good old days. My favorite's that James Cagney thing that I got put onto this from Opie and Anthony. There's a scene where he's having breakfast with some chick, and she says something to fucking rile him up. And he takes a grapefruit and just goes, and mushes it in her face. Right. We really need to start bringing that stuff back in the movies. Let's remake those things. You know, a good old, you know, yeah. You bite your lip, bro, before yeah. I give you the back of my hand.
Good old
you
pie know? In the face, right?
But, oh, man, he just fucking holds. So go back now and watch. It's on Netflix, so everyone can fucking watch it.
And he just pops
up. And of course, we're kidding. We don't want women to get hit. We don't
yeah, but it's funny. It's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, we're making jokes. Sorry if some people think the jokes were out of line.
No, it's
but we were just making jokes. We don't endorse women getting hit. But I was like, wow, like whose idea was that to put that in Indy? Before you do everything else, that cigarette woman when she's walking by, just punch her right in the face. Why am I doing that? No reason. You got it, boss.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like just so out of fucking place, and it really took me back for a loop. But then like it made me think like, you know, in the 20s and 30s and 40s and even the 50s of movies where men would just fucking hit women and it was totally acceptable.
Yeah.
Totally acceptable.
And smoking in movies too.
Oh, well, someone posted a thing of Gen X. We're Gen X, right? Yeah. And it was 1967 to 1985, right? And it was a picture of a kid with a beer. So I reposted that and I go, if you don't have this picture or a picture of you with a cigarette in your face at your second birthday, you don't understand what this is about. You know what I mean? Now, I'm sure you have one of those two pictures, right?
Probably not. Most of my pictures got trashed.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
Did you have a fire or something?
No. When my mom, she has a house on the water.
Oh, flood.
So when the hurricane came, she had a shed. So when
that
the hurricane, it would take... All right, so the hurricane came and the water... First of all, took the house, and with the one side of the house, it went in, and then the whole back wall. It took the whole back wall out to the sea, out to the bay, and the whole fucking side of the house was gone.
That's awful. I hate when you hear shit like that.
Yeah, and then all my shit with all like my high school.
Was it just your stuff?
It was mine and hers, and all the shit, like all my old pictures from
the Tommy's and Ryan's was fine.
No, everybody's.
Oh, everybody's
okay. Young pictures and everything.
All right.
The whole shed got fucking torn and brought back out to the fucking bay.
Dude, that sucks.
Everything was fucking gone.
And your father's probably just got a handful of things, right? Because she probably kept most of it. Just
most of my shit from my childhood is
that
gone.
Blows. I hate to hear shit like that when people lose shit in a fire because that shit you can't get back. You know what I mean?
Sucks.
Like that just sucks.
Yep.
God damn it.
But out of all of it, my mom was...
Well, do you remember ever an image of that? Like you know, at one of those old parties where all your aunts and uncles are around and there's a cigarette like right here in your face or you have the beer can in your hand right?
Yeah.
I don't think none of my kids have that picture because...
Beer!
I mean, it's in the picture. He must have been drinking the beer.
Yeah. When we were younger, though, it was except, you know, like, oh, yeah, he took a sip of the beer. Like, it would be normal.
They would give it to me.
Yeah.
I'd go, hey, what's that? My dad would go, Sambuca, here, have a little taste. Not a shot. Have a taste.
Yeah.
You know, here, try the beer. Yeah. I remember I grabbed cigarettes out of the ashtray at, like, 5 years old. You know what I mean? Because you've seen everyone doing it. And it was there. I was like, I want to see what it is. Yeah. You know? But, all right, we're getting out of here. That's it. Stay tuned. Unfiltered Marriage up next. We love you guys. See you next Tuesday.